Everybody, this is Ron Amatron, and this is our Wednesday evening program on BBS, unless you're listening to an archive, and it could be any time. But for us, it's in the evening, and it's our last Wednesday program of the year. So it's December 28th, 2011. Well, tonight is our night for CLS self-empowerment questions, answers, etc. And so if you wish to on the fast chat or even call us up if you're having some questions about a clearing or what you may want to do. Remember, everything that we do is for self-empowerment for you. And we don't like to have, at least I don't like to have codependency, although the codependency could kind of be like, gee, Ron, I got stuck, you know, what do I do next here because I still feel something. So, but that it isn't necessarily codependency. It's the fact that you just have a little heavier load than maybe somebody else. That's why we have so many clearings. Don't need all the clearings. I need to stress that because some people, newcomers, they see it and they go, oh, boy. You know, I look at all these issues and yeah, I can relate to all these things or most of them. But, no, you don't need that. Just do your emotional one first. And then from there you can decide what you need after that because that takes away so much of what's listed as clearings that you may have. You want to get out of here and you would like to leave, then do the spirit barcode. So that I strongly recommend doing. That will allow you to be connected. So we'll see if Carrie's out there, whether to the light ship so they can take you away so you don't go sideways again like you have done so many times in the past, which is why you're listening to this program, because you're stuck here. And have been stuck here. Your fault, maybe not, but you're here, so that's the bottom line. Remember, you have to be responsible for everything in your life, and your life is because of your ancestors' beliefs keeping you stuck here through the forced reincarnation process and not understanding the teachings of Jesus and whoever came before him. So we can get callers tonight. We'll see if Carrie's out there. And also do the 2,000-year barcode. It can help a lot of people, too, even yourself, to get rid of the energies of why you don't understand what we're talking about sometimes, or just get that stuff off of you because it's a really heavy load as that barcode is put on us so that we get numbed out at ascension time, basically, for 2,000 years. So back to you, Carrie. Are you out there?
I'm out here, yes. Hi, Ron, and welcome, everybody. So it's December 28, 2011, if you're listening to an archive, as Ron mentioned. Well, actually, you didn't mention, Ron, but the sample healings, if Ron does any for us tonight, will work mostly. Most of them work on the archive unless we say otherwise. So I'm not seeing any questions except that Marcy's having trouble finding the new body jumpstart clearing. So I see Larry has typed into the fast chat for Marcy to let you know how to find that, and what he's saying does work for me. So if you're having trouble, Marcy, maybe turn your computer off and or refresh the creationlightship.com webpage and just type in body or body jump, and it will come up. excuse me, the numbers for tonight on station one the toll-free for U.S. and Canada is 888-627-6008. And then jump down to line 4 there, area code 530-413-5011. Also, tonight is the Q&A, the Wednesday night Q&A after the show here on BBS. And the number to dial in for that, if somebody could type it into the fast chat for me, that would be great, is 559-546-1301, and then the PIN number is 697590, and the pound sign 697590#. And if you can send your question to CLS for Creation Lightship, clsquestions@yahoo.com, and put in the subject bar that you know which Q&A that's for. So just let me know that you'll be listening tonight, Wednesday. Okay, let's see. Do we have any questions? I'm going to refresh my fast chat here and see if anybody has sent any questions in. Okay, it's saying jumpstart wouldn't work for me either. Yeah, I don't think putting just the word jumpstart would work. I've done body jump or just body, and it comes up in the search bar if you do those. So if you could maybe try that and write into the fast chat if that works for you, because it works fine for me. So I think it should work. Okay, so let's have a look. All right, we have a question from JP. Ron, and JP is asking, if the earth spirit is not here right now, do stones and crystals still have energy?
Good question. I haven't held any recently in my hand. Kind of think here. They could be holding their own energy, but I would think that they're probably pretty diminished. That's what I would guess. Maybe somebody could enter the fast chat and just see if what they have, if they hold them, if they still are being really charged up or not. There are space holders here, but I don't know if they're going to be affecting things on the planet, because I've noticed that trees don't look like they're living. Anybody else have that out there? Maybe we can see if anybody's mentioned that. The stuff around you, living things, just look like they're just there, but not emitting a lot of energy, or like they're dead, like they're no longer living, but they're growing. So maybe we can see if that is common here. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Lewis is commenting that he did the 2,000-year barcode, and for any of you who don't know, that's a free clearing on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. Just scroll down on the left there and click the drop-down box for free clearing. And he did that clearing and says a lot of energy left him that was holding him back. And Joel is mentioning to keep the gray skies going full-time, and that you'll notice a difference on that, too. So that's another free clearing. Let's have a look. So Mika has a question, and Mika's wondering, how many space-time crashes to do per timeline crash in general? So when you're doing the timeline crash clearing, and you put in your emotional issue, and let's say you've done 10 of those, Ron, how many space-time crashes, which is a separate clearing, would you suggest people do?
I initially mentioned to do the same, but somehow I would say probably maybe 20% of what you're doing now, because a lot of times you're not out there that much, okay, because you are getting brought back. I'd probably, if you did 10, I'd do a couple and just see how that feels. And if you need to do more, you can. But initially, I mentioned to do equal amount on those. So maybe you want to try that. As far as how many like timeline crashes to do, I would probably say, and I think most people would agree with me, at least 20, typically 50. And then if you want to go past that, you can. Some people have felt a little result, and then they started getting close to 150, and they really felt one of those between maybe between 50 and 150 really kicked off and took away stuff. So, and it's hard to say. You know, you could do maybe 50 of them and think that feels really great. And then from there, maybe the 55th one is what's really keeping you from understanding what's happening, but your consciousness feels fine. And you go, yeah, I feel great. 50, you know, I feel like I'm on top of the world now, but yet these things are so subtle that by doing more, it might be good. So it all depends how much time you have. What I would suggest doing is, if you have a major issue, I would probably do 200 of them. I know it's going to take some time, but just see what happens. And it's saying about the jump start wouldn't work. It might be case sensitive. And then also what you might do, because the computer can remember some stuff, next to on the login page, there's a reset. And so hit the reset. and then enter the new particular login information. I think the Q, the first letter I think is capitals on that.
Yes, it is.
One of those. So I think it was a Q, if I'm not mistaken, but I can't swear to it. But double check that. I did try it myself and it worked. So I just pasted in the things right into the chart. So anyway, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, yeah, the first letter is Q, and the ones I have work fine. But just finding the page on the website, if you haven't bought it yet, which I think was Marcy's situation, you need to just put in body jump or body, and you'll find it that way. It works in all the search, those little empty search bars. So let's have a look. There was another question following up on, here it is. So Mika is asking, we were talking last week or the week before about doing timeline crashes on the Akashic records, and Mika's wondering what reaction to look for when crashing the Akashic records.
It just should make you feel better. Remember, all these clearings are going to take away from you the energetic cordings. You're going to be feeling a little better, have a little more consciousness, and might have something released from you that was causing energetic cording. So I just did a couple of people's 4-in-1 sessions in the last week here. And those I do in person. And boy, it was quite interesting how they felt about these clearings here, because it's just so wonderful, and it makes you realize that you're not alone, and you feel much better because of that clearing, and you can have understanding a lot of what's happened to you or why your life is the way it is. But sometimes when those energies get brought in, you kind of already know it. You know what I'm telling you. But it's so far removed from your consciousness that you have memories sometimes of what's being brought into you, what you're connected with afterwards. So what I do is I energetically connect you with your home base energy, which could be anything out there. I had one person, normally it's always planets. One person had like sky energy. Normally I see planets with maybe some kind of life forms on it. You're not that life form, but this is like where you go for your R&R. And then after that, we do the twin flame energy, which normally can take up to 5 minutes to find. And very few people have their twin flame here. And the twin flame is your other half. Typically, they're almost always outside of the planet here. And then when you get reconnected with that energetically, I do that to your heart center for both of these. And all of a sudden, you feel that loneliness going away from you. And some people actually know what that is. I mention it to them because they have a favorite type of possible animal or something that's similar. Maybe your twin flame was, we'll just say, a bird. Okay, some type of bird in some planet of the light. And I mentioned about birds, and I might say kind of what it looks like, maybe different colors or something. And all of a sudden, you already know what I'm talking about. And once it's brought to you, then you can relate to it. And maybe you happen to raise or have that type of bird along with you, or you like feeding birds all the time. That's because your twin flame may have been a bird. All you do know is that you don't have that consciousness of that direct connection. Once you have that, then a lot of answers get eliminated. Or questions, I should say, because you already have the answers because you know what it was and connected to, and you have that, and you feel wonderful. It takes away loneliness and wanting to the desire to have a lot of things in your life as you're searching and searching and searching. So that's why the twin flame energy is so nice. That's in the 4-in-1 session. And the prerequisites, which is the only clearing that I have works it's for is you have to do your whole lifetime emotional clearing, and then mental, and then the sensory normally, which is your past life emotions. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so maybe, Ron, since you're talking about that, you can describe how and why we have a twin flame.
Basically, when you're first created, you were whole, and then somehow the twin flame, you and the twin flame, you get separated. The two energies are, like, divided in half, so it's, say, plus and minus, if you want, male, female, white and black, you know, it all depends how you want to look at this. But the other half of you is sometimes the opposite gender to you, not always, though. And it goes out to experience the universe of light, and so did you. And so what it's for is to share its experiences with you. So you now are actually doing two things at once, because you can be with your twin flame, and it can be with you, and you're having twice the experience. And you have something, we'll say, to talk to. Okay, so you know, you're able to have that backup of energies. And so this is why, you know, it's so nice. But the dark side severed that from you here, so that makes you want to keep looking outside of yourself, maybe going through relationships all the time, trying to find the other half, which... maybe somebody may have some of that particular energy, but there, you know, after you discover that it's not what you needed, then you go to another relationship. So this is what kind of happens. Connected to the twin flame energy, energetically, then your whole life kind of feels fulfilled for you. You can stop searching for what you lost. Hey, Carrie, back to you.
Okay. So Susan is making a comment going back to the question that Mika had about, I think it was Mika, about the crystals, if they're still working with the earth spirit gone. And she's pointing out and saying all things must be cloned, including crystals. So how does that affect using the energies of crystals?
Well, they're still going to have energy from the planet because they have to have that in order to materialize here. So everything that you see materialized here will have a small bit of energy. And from the earth spirit, which is inside of it, that's kind of everything. You have to have that in order to manifest. Everything does have energy in it, although it may not be what should be here to begin with. Back to you, Carrie.
All right. I see that was JP that asked the question about the crystals originally. Sorry about that. So JP has another question and is asking if you, I know you extended the summer special for months after the summer, but JP's wondering, I guess, when that half off a clearing, when you paid for one that was $100 or more, you can get half off another one. I don't remember when you're carrying that on till. Have you decided, Ron?
I guess we're still in the summer, even though it's winter, so, yeah, we'll just continue it on.
Okay. All righty. I'm just scanning down for some more questions here. Okay. Ben is wondering if, Ben's asking, do more cloned energies come in just before the real ascension?
Okay. It's... Are you meaning more energies of you? Very possibly, yes. More cloned energies just being here, or alien energies, I would say yes also. So probably the answer would be true. So I'd say this lifetime is the main one that, you know, is going to be under maybe, just the word, under attack more, you know, because you are... trying to get out of here, so they're going to bring in, you know, whatever they can bring in to keep you to stay here, so you don't understand what's happening. And that's why we put up the 2,000-year barcode clearing for free for people. After you, Carrie.
All right, Ben's saying that he's noticing everything feels plastic, like you have mentioned, Ron, and plastic and fake just the last few months. But that could also be Well, I don't know about the plastic thing, but with the Earth spirit not being here, it is making certain things feel different. I have felt that what you've said about the trees, especially when I go out late at night and I'm going to a job during the night, I don't feel like the trees are looking at me anymore. So that might be something that you're noticing also, Ben, just the different feel of life on this planet right now versus when the Earth spirit was still here. Candy is asking, may we crash, and I assume that means timeline crash, alien connection to the crown chakra and the face.
Yes, you could, uh-huh.
Okay, so we can type that into a timeline crash. Okay, all right, so Ashley is saying, if you're unsure, this is what you were mentioning, Ron, about how many timeline crashes to do on emotional issues and so forth. If you're unsure and have a serious issue, she's saying she's done 100 to 200 timeline crashes per issue. And then Mika is saying, I did 500 for the Akashic Records. So that's amazing. That's a lot of work. Well done. I've been doing 100 to 120 when I do emotions, when I timeline crash emotions. So 500, that is impressive. Nikki's mentioning that the jumpstart is working fine for her. So I don't know, Nikki, if you mean looking it up on the website or you've bought it and the codes work fine, but either way, that's good to hear. All right, looking for a question. Oh, Mika's saying, what is the prerequisite for the 4-in-1? And you just mentioned that, Ron, and it's the whole life emotional clearing, the whole life mental clearing, and the century clearing. And then you can have the 4-in-1. And Lorna is saying 4-in-1 is so necessary to feel more whole and complete. Yes, I agree. And then the century, of course, that's not online yet, is it, Ron? We need to do that with you over the phone.
I'm going to get it online, then I can connect with people and tell them how long they've been here.
Oh, I see. Okay, so we would do it online and then give you a call?
Yeah, that's the only reason why it's not online. Because I had no way to tell you online how long you've been here. It may or may not be needed. Some people like to know.
Yeah. Okay. So Jessica has a good question, and she's asking, what are the main clearings, beginner clearings, for new people who've just found you, Ron?
Well, I would say first do the free samples, and then do the ones that are on the left-hand side so they can kind of get their feet wet. That would be very good to do. From there, the emotional whole lifetime one is where you start. I do get a lot of emails from people, and they typically have just found me, and they have this condition. They tell me of all that they've been through in the past, maybe what practitioners they've been through, they have this problem and that problem, you know, whatever it is. But the emotional one, the only way I can help you at all, or for you to help yourself, is to be able to do the emotional whole lifetime clearing. So that is definitely needed. That's what you start off with, is that one, regardless of what your condition is.
And you just mentioned the clearings on the left. So if any of you don't know what that means, Ron means on his website, creationlightship.com, if you just go down just above the drop-down box for the free clearings is a bar entitled Recommended Healings. And that I'll just read that real quick. It's the emotional whole life and then timeline crashing and space-time crashing, because that will unplug you from a lot of your emotional triggers and will stop bleed through from dreams and so forth. The entity clearing, and that is clearing the emotional bodies of dead people that are attached to us, and we all have thousands of those, depending on, you know, how long we've been wandering around this planet and picking them up. The self-empowerment clearing, that's a six-week clearing with tons and tons of issues, loads of, I think there are, 39, Ron, and then there's an empty one for custom stuff, something like that.
In case we didn't cover it.
Yeah. the death barcode removal, that's taking off the barcodes that kind of plug in with your natal chart and cause near-fatal or fatal illnesses or fatal accidents, we usually push through the first one or two, and maybe the third one gets us. So you can get that those death barcodes taken off so that you can have more life force energy and not have to worry about slipping on a banana skin tomorrow. The spirit barcode, that's the one you need to get your spirit out of here. Won't help get your body out, but it'll get your spirit out of here. Ron, there's one here called Dark Side Control Clearing. I don't know what that one is. What is that one about?
Might be the mind control. Maybe it's the
Dark
Side Mind Control transmissions or something, I think.
Okay, I'll go check that out.
It could be that one. It may be that just the energies that they use to connect to you.
Okay.
That one's a good one. You might even check on, if you're having troubles with stuff connecting to you, after you've done the pre-ones, like the satellite one, then you have one for the connectors on your head. If that gives you some relief, but not completely, you could either do the, or both, do the alien, let's see, what is it? Alien clearing.
One of the free ones?
No, it's the one that's $30 a month.
Alien attack removal?
Alien attack removal, yeah. And then also do the crown chakra clearing. This connects the you from the universe where they, of mind, because your crown chakra, they keep open like a big funnel to pour into you the alien stuff. The aliens connect to your crown. That's a very good one to do, and it also helps you to close down your other chakra. So that's online also. It's a nice clearing. Well, it's kind of hard to say what happens. Some people call me and they say, Ron, you know, I'm under attack. And I have to decide, well, is it an alien attack that you're under, or is it somebody physical doing something to you? Somebody physical, then you have two choices there. You have the dark side practitioner, and then you also have the curses, hexes, spells. So that those are two very good ones. If you have somebody living here, maybe an ex or something like that, not thinking of you very favorably, or a boss or somebody or relative, maybe even one of your parents or relatives who just don't like you, maybe they're jealous or something, or a neighbor. So either one of those would be good. It's kind of hard to decide for me to tell you or to figure out which one to do first, because if you know the person's name and you think this person's giving you a whammy, okay, then you want to do the dark side practitioner, because you could nail them down that way. Just don't know, but you feel your life went to hell in a handbasket, and there's just so much going on in your life, and you can't figure out who or what. Maybe it's been going wrong for maybe 10 years, and you just go, I don't know who's doing this to me, because you became conscious now that, yeah, maybe I'm under attack, you know, by somebody. Well, if that happens, then you want to do the curses, hexes, spell clearing. You know, you want to hit that quite often. For both of these here. Then we have the unlimited usage on it, too. Well, that's the way you probably want to do that, but, you know, give those a sample, you know, do them and see how they work and see how the validation works for you. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and then after the last two on here, the alien attack removal, which you just mentioned, and then one that we haven't talked about for quite a while, and that's the orb clearing, which I think is a whole life clearing. And you had done maybe a year ago or a year and a half ago that first came up, and you did some samples on the show. And I'm just thinking, since we do, since we've had a couple of rounds of new people from the last expos that you've done, Ron, who maybe we haven't talked about orbs since then, we haven't talked about that, and you probably haven't done any samples, maybe just because that was one that we all really, really felt when you first found out about this. I was thinking maybe could you do a sample for us of the blue orbs, because I think that was the color that most people felt.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got the orb clearing on. So here we go. We did the blue orbs. There's a different color of orbs, which you may not May not see them in those colors, but we had some fun one time on BBS here. So here we go. An orb clearing. Taking away the blue orbs. Here we go. Getting rid of them. Oh, boy. Boy, a lot of energy there. Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We got Neat coming on with the black orb. And here we go. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I guess we have white ones. Let's do that. 1, 2, 3. Oh, boy. Those are heavy. That's the heaviest one for me here. 1, 2, so far. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Let's do a pink orb. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, yeah, that's better. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, what other colors should we do? Any idea?
Let's see. You did pink, blue, white, black. Did you do black? Yeah, you did black. What about green?
Okay, green. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Here we go. Oh,
yeah.
I'm going to see if I can lower the price on the orb clearing here, get hold of one of the webmasters here at some point, and maybe like a week away, but I'll try to get it down to $50. It is a whole lifetime clearing, but I think it would be very beneficial for everybody to do that one. The orbs are what connect to you. So the orbs are what you find. They show up all the time in photographs, so if you have a digital camera or maybe, you know, whatever, taking a picture, and you see little, round lights, kind of like a little softball. Some have little smiley faces on them if you look at them, but they kind of look like little round white balls. And they show up a lot at the crop circle pictures, and they also show up where people have seen UFO sightings and or people who want to bring in UFOs and things. So you possibly just maybe see it on YouTube, but I would guess it'd probably be there. But they connect to us. These are connected to the jellyfish that sit on top of your head. And unfortunately, we do red, Carrie?
I'm not sure. Let's
red and orange. Here we go. But anyway, they are very negative energies that attach to us. So if you're feeling relief now, you know what I'm talking about. If you want to do an orange, a red orb, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we're going to do one. Boy, here we go. Orange. 1, 2, and we got violet. Okay. Orange first. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And violet. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. I just wonder, we don't normally bring in any colors, my knowledge. People always bring in the white light. And then there are people who, you know, will bring in the energy of maybe Saint Germain, the violet flame energy, or I guess protection into... think that it's going to burn away stuff around them and stuff. Maybe when you bring in the violet flame energy, maybe that's the orbs coming to you. I don't know.
Uh-oh.
Let's just try it and find out. Let's get some validation. So everybody, let's bring in the violet orbs, okay? You're going to go, oh, no. But we're going to bring in the violet flame energy. Well, I don't even know if I want to do that. No, I'm not going to do that. Forget it. I don't want to bring any negative stuff here because that's not good. Get it. We'll let them stay. But I will take away. Let's do it a different way. If there is any, if you ever use the violet flame energy, and you get a yes on that, then we'll take away the violet orbs and just see if you feel the change. By doing so. So they're wrapped up in the violet flame energy, if that's the case, okay? So here we go, getting rid of the violet energy. That would be the orb energies posing as the violet flame. So let's get them out here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3. Oh, I've got any 4, 5, 6, 8. And I don't know. I'd say it's probably a dead ringer here, you know, like a yes. 1, 2, we'll see what you guys get. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. This is what I say, run, don't walk, away from this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, well, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That's the word to be lordy, huh? Is that the good word to use for this one? Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Oh, my. So, yeah, I have numbness and tingles. They seem to, I don't know if they're exiting around my mouth or they're attached, but my, all that skin around below my mouth and on my chin is all numb and weird. Okay, so let's have a look here. Tom is saying, yes, it's heavy. Neat saying the black orbs are a piece of work, too. Bonnie's yawning a lot. And Trent is wondering if they have anything to do with gravity, and he's noticing that they're very embedded in us. And Terry feels tingling us.
Yeah, wow. So if any of you guys, since I can't probably get a hold of the webmaster for a while, if you want to do the orb clearing for $50, just send me an email. Put down the orb clearing, and I'll. You could probably use the donation part of the website, and or maybe send me a check. Either way works, a money order or check. Some people don't have PayPal, and I'll send you out the codes for that. Because these orbs are pretty rough critters, you can see here. Back to you, Carrie. I don't know what particular show we did the orbs on. maybe somebody might know out there. We did it one time just for the heck of it to see what it was about, to see if anybody felt anything, and mm-hmm. then we put the orb clearing up. So it was pretty rough.
Yeah, it was, I would say, probably a year or more ago. And we had quite a few shows where you did samples because people were feeling so much. I just remember the first one that you did and the blue ones. I was just, I couldn't believe how much numbness I had and lightheadedness, dizzy, you know, that kind of stuff. Okay, and Kathy is mentioning that orbs have been showing up in all her photos, the ones that she takes of scenery. And so Shannon,
or what you could even do, if you can't, if you need it quickly, put in the age of 10. That way it'll be $50. So I'll honor that if you want to do that for the orb clearing on your age. That way it's much easier than to me in case I lose an email or something. That one I'll honor with that for the $50. So just do that in there. What I had, well, just commenting on that a little further, some people, one guy said, what if you put in the age of 10, you know, and I'm 70, you know, what's going to happen? I'll get the codes out to the clearing. Well, it won't work. It only worked for 10 years, you know, so you don't want to do that. And it would start at your current older age, and most of your stuff comes way back when, at the get-go, you know. Oh, you're not going to get everything, you know, released. You know, the foundation of who you are probably goes back, probably be, you know, from 20 on down typically. And then you build upon that probably exponentially, you know, throughout your life. Just by getting the last 10 years done, if you were to do that, you may not have any benefit on it. It may help you, but I don't think it's going to do much at all. But that's what I would say to do, is to, you know, you have to honor what's happening. Plus, your spirit knows what you're doing. So automatically, you know, the only one you're fooling is your mind. But anyway, but do, if you wish to do that, just put in 50, and I'll honor that. That'll be fine. So back to you.
Okay. My face, I still feel stuff moving around in it. Do we need spirit infusion now?
Yeah, let's do spirit infusion here. So here we go. Because, yeah, this does feel kind of weird tonight. So we're doing self-empowerment for orbs here to get them out of our life so we can become more self-empowered. So here we go. Self-empowerment clearing to release orbs. So spirit infusion. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, and 10. So let the orb be gone clearing here. Back to you, Harry.
Okay.
Get your infusion in you.
Thank you. So Mika is saying, feeling a lot of energy in my throat. My throat feels swollen. I'm feeling a lot of throat stuff, too. A couple of good questions here that I don't think we've talked about before. One is, where did it go? Oh, yeah, Mika. Mika says, speaking of a dead ringer, which you mentioned, can orbs be in deceased people?
I'm looking. I don't know if they're going to hang out because they don't have any energy. So,
not enough life force left.
Well, not enough, yeah, in the decaying process. Typically not. I would say that, you know, possibly, but I would think it'd be a pretty, like, maybe a 5% chance they'd want to hang out to somebody who's deceased.
Okay.
Unless they want to use body, be that up in the casket, you know, to jump on other people as they walk up to give their goodbyes or something. Oh, you know, but other than that, I think once the person's they are on the ground, then they probably don't want to come in, I don't think. And you know, if you're cremated, then naturally nothing's there anyway. Back to you, Carrie.
All right. Jed is asking if they steal energy from our organs, causing them to not function so well.
Well, yeah. They attach to your cellular structure. So anything in you, they're going to attach to, yeah. Let's take out some orbs. I don't know. Where do you want to go? Kidneys, I guess.
Okay.
That's here we go. Orbs out of your kidneys. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'm not sure if the orbs are on the alien attack page. You know, I don't think I put them in there when we created that page. So
I don't think we knew about them when you created that page.
Yeah, that's correct. And we wouldn't have the colors anyway. So back to you, Carrie.
All right, and Jed is wondering if they inject poison into us like the other alien parasitic life forms that you remove.
Yeah, they do have stingers, yes, because they have to connect to you. Okay, here we go. And this may not be on the orb page about poisons, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's just do the sample of the three, the poisons, waste product, and dead carcasses.
Okay.
Okay, so you could probably enter that in. I think there's a text box on the orb page, I think.
Probably.
If not, just put it after your name, you know, like poison, and go through them and then do waste products and dead carcasses. Well, you want to do actually four. You know, want to get rid of the orbs. That's the first clearing, then the poison, number two, waste products, number three, and the dead carcasses, number four. Here we go, poison. Here we go, coming out. The ones that we released so far. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, reality, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Okay, now we'll do waste products. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now we'll do carcasses. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. Hey, we got white orbs here. Have white orbs been done? I don't recall.
Yeah, you did do white orbs at the beginning.
White orbs. Yeah, I think we did that maybe the first one, I think. Hey.
Blue.
Well, let's do white. Here we go.
Okay.
More white ones if we haven't done it. And
yeah, some more white ones.
So here's more white ones. So here we go. This could be the white light energy that you bring in.
Uh-oh.
Also, not knowing the difference, okay?
Yeah.
But here we go, and everybody does that. That's like the common thing for New Agers, bring in the white light.
Yeah.
Oh, man. What they're doing. So, here we go. Getting rid of these here. So, stronger. I could use different, use stronger here. Stronger. Stronger. Man, this is rough. Stronger. Stronger, and stronger. Wow. Hey, back to you, Carrie.
So it looks like we all need to do this.
I think those orbs are kicking our butt.
Yeah. I feel a bit sick now, actually.
Just spirit infusion.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Wow, okay, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Oh, gosh. I can't think.
Is there a caller that wants to call in? And
oh, what a good idea.
What they experienced here, somebody who's experienced the orbs that we did tonight, and how you feel. So what you've experienced, and which caller seemed to like you the best. We'll just wait here for a caller here.
We're just going to wait.
We'll wait. We'll give the phone numbers out tonight. Do you have them handy there?
I do, yes.
The Q&A in about 10 minutes here.
Okay, so to call now, 888-627-6008 or 530-413-5011 so that I can just sit here and have a numb face and not have to think. That would be really nice if someone could call. And then the Q&A in about 10, 11 minutes, area code 559-546-1301. And then the PIN number to get in there is 697590 and the pound sign. And the email to send your questions to for tonight is CLS, like Creation Lightship, CLS questions, plural, at yahoo.com. And pop in the subject box or line there that you're going to be listening tonight. excuse me. So Jed is asking, how can I get the full clearing? So, Jed, if you just go to the website, punch into the search bar orbs, the whole life clearing will come up as an option. And go in there and... So you're saying, Ron, when you buy it, just say that you're 10 years old, right?
Yes, just use a 10-year-old, which would be $50 for you, and go in there and do that. The way I feel right now, is that the orbs are probably a lot of the reason why we feel funky, okay? Because I think everybody listening is feeling kind of funky right now because we got these released, which is good. So you're not feeling, you're feeling your body probably slowing down because it was under such a heavy load of these things attacking you.
Yeah.
You know, that's how you have to look at it. Remember, when you have a clearing and you go, wow, I don't feel very good afterwards or I feel dizzy or something, well, it's because your poor body just got released from a gigantic attack done to it. Just doing all these colors here right away, you know, that's like an aha, you know, hello, what's going on here? And this could be why maybe you feel dizzy sometimes or just lack of consciousness because they're sucking out your brains, you know. They're sucking out the energies from you. Maybe you have a kidney problem or a liver problem or a digestive problem. Well, they could be right there. So.
You have a caller?
So I think we may have a caller, Ron.
Great, okay, thank you.
Is somebody there? Anybody on the line?
Hey. Right now.
I hear something. Are you there, Ron?
Yeah, I'm here. I wonder where the caller went.
Yeah, I heard something in the distance. Don, maybe you can put them back in if you're listening. We heard something, but it was very far away. Okay, well, caller, if you're there, maybe you can dial right back in. That would be great. 888-627. Oops, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi,
this is Nikki.
Hi, Nikki, how you doing?
This is Nikki.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi. I have to say that the violet orbs were very, very intense for me, and probably because I've been one of these violet flamers.
Oh, interesting.
And that was the about the only thing I ever used.
Oh, what's Is that to transmute energies or to burn it up or get rid of negativity? Why do they use that? Am I correct at what I'm saying, or is there some other belief system behind the bottom flame energy?
I was using it to burn up negativity, and that's, you know, all that I have ever used it for. I'm just really, really feeling it. I mean, they're still coming out of me.
Okay, so how did you, let's go back maybe 10 years when you're using it, okay? And you used this energy, believing that it was designed to do what it was doing. Did you feel better afterwards?
You know, I'm not sure that I did, but I thought I did, and I knew that was the only tool that I had to get rid of negativity, so I just kept on using it whether I was getting results or not.
Okay.
I have a whole lot of friends, and that's the only thing that we do because we thought that violet was a safe color to use.
Did that come through the light of the darkness, Saint Germain, then, to use that? Is that what he helped people to do? I know the Irish Church uses that a lot in the decrees and stuff.
Yeah, that's how it came through, yes.
Okay.
And, you know, after being through this evening, I'm just, it's just like I got to get hold of my friends and say, God, you got to listen to that orb clearing because Dulcie said that you did it on June the 7th, 2010.
Oh, yes. Thanks, Dulcie.
Thank you.
Great. Okay,
wow.
So we can listen to that archive.
That is good. Wow, she's keeping track.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dulcie.
I really feel that, you know, all my friends need to really listen to that. Now, they're starting to listen to me, but, you know, that was so important that you used the violet flame. And, yeah, Larry, that's really true. Elizabeth Clare Prophet used the violet flame, too. I didn't get it through her, but, you know, it doesn't matter where it came from. It sucks.
Yeah, it's that was very, very heavy. Very interesting.
Very.
Very interesting.
Very. Well, thank you very, very much for this education.
Yeah. Learn every time we get on the show here, I think.
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Thanks, Nikki.
Hey, so I guess we should get off here. Our time is running down here.
Oh, yeah.
So we are going to end the Q&A. Maybe somebody could type it in there. And we'll be recording the conference call so we can have maybe some more information as we read the questions. So do send us questions. Maybe we can put that on the fast chat here also. We'll be watching that too. So if you, want to enter something there also. And if you have something that we didn't get to last time, please mention that so we can address that this time. Because sometimes, as you know, things can run over. And all of a sudden, I don't want anybody to feel unhappy if their question wasn't answered or something.
Yeah,
so
I think
we'll
we have
see
about...
you in a few minutes, everybody. Thank
we
you,
have
Carrie.
About...
Nikki for calling, and we'll see you later, everybody, in a few minutes.